Hey there, this is Kathy York, and today I do a little salute to my Brit and Aussie buddies, where I got the phrase bits and bobs, which I just love, and I'm going to tell you how to non-overwhelm those bits and bobs tasks. Now, I've always preferred staying up late and waking up late, and that didn't work too well until I started my own business, but one morning a few months ago, I awoke at 5 a.m., groggy grumble, and I couldn't get back to sleep, thinking, how's about getting something done here before the workday starts? I jumped out of bed. Well, really, it was more like rolling my eyes version of putting my feet on the floor. It was still dark out, for crying out loud. Hadn't I left that schedule behind years ago? Oof. But all my life, I had heard those "the early bird gets the worm" quotes, and I figured, well, an early success in my day would be a motivator, right? By golly, it was. I learned that what they say about morning people seems to be true. If you get an early start, you'll get a ton more work done than you thought possible. How am I doing? So far, I've managed this early thing at least two or three times a month. The encouragement factor is what keeps me motivated. It's not always the same task, so that's good too. I'm amazed at what I can accomplish within an early 1 hour time frame, especially if it's for more than one day in a row. And even a half hour works. Try it. I'm talking about those little bits and bobs. Again, that phrase for my Brit and Aussie buddies. Those little bits and bobs that are always there, but we put them off. No matter what happened the rest of each day, I had accomplished something first thing and freed up part of my Saturday because I didn't have to worry about the bits and bobs. Now, that felt good. It non-overwhelmed each of those days, plus made it easier to tackle the next early day. It was worth it. I hope you found this post helpful and can incorporate some of my ideas. They sure benefited me. Would you please help me grab some Google love by sharing this post plus subscribing to receive my monthly offerings for your non-overwhelmed pleasure? Now, I promise no inbox stuffing or sharing your information. I want to thank you for spending part of your day with me while I'm at it. I know you're busy. And I appreciate your time. If you have a question about this article or maybe need a little quick free 15-minute conversation to help you non-overwhelm something, email me and let me know that. It's kyork@kathyyork.com, and it's K-Y-O-R-K, and the kathyyork.com. Please remember, Kathy is K-A-T-H-I-E. Talk to you next time. Bye.